From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Netherlands Prime Minister tells Turkey to keep your politics at home. Turkish leaders wanted to campaign in the Netherlands on behalf of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, but the Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte says not in our country.
We have come to the decision that we don't want them to campaign here. We will not ban Turkish ministers to travel here, but when they do, there is a risk that on grounds of public safety and public order, it will be difficult to find spots to hold their meetings. And therefore the foreign minister decided to go to a Turkish residence. But then again, he went on television stating that he was considering sanctions against the Netherlands. And we will never, never, ever negotiate under threat.
Leaders of the European Union countries have criticized Turkey while the dispute over the Turkish government's attempts to hold rallies in European countries has been growing. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIS, Brett McKirk, says that the remaining Western Mosul neighborhoods held by Islamic State are now completely surrounded by Iraqi troops, and ISIS has lost more than half of the territory the militants once held.
Iraqi forces have now cut off every road out of Mosul. ISIS is trapped.
VOA asked James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy if the coalition's rapid offense is keeping up pace.
The State Department coordinator for the fight against ISIS, Brett McGurk, has said that all of the roads have been cut off. The ISIS forces remaining have been surrounded. There are some reports that up to 60% of the western side of the city have been taken in the course of the day. So it's clear that we have got, despite all of the wringing of hands of people about the battle for West Mosul, that we have a huge victory coming.